I was about to ask you.
Tell me.
If you go to a party.
Yeah.
And you don't know that many people and you feel like the tension or the vibe is quite stiff.
Yeah.
What is your go-to conversation opener?
I go to the music person in charge.
Ah.
And then I'm like, shut up all.
Hey, hey, you give me shanapal.
Shanapal.
Someone give it to. Someone give it to. And then I come. And DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
With the best music. Okay, but if this party
if it was a conversation.
Didn't have a music person.
Yeah.
Or if that person was like, who is shanapal?
Then I'd be like, I'll show you who Shana Paul is. No, but I understand what you mean. The conversation starter. I'm so bad at small talks.
I know you are. That's why
because,
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious.
The small talk thing for me, it's like just something that sometimes you have to do. But it's never something that actually gives me anything. I think in those type of, like before, I tried to be this, you know, overcompensating person that like, you know, just tries to get things going. But now I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. I'ma just observe these people. So I think
so you just stand in a corner and
no, but
and
I just
watch.
Like I just like sit down and see what people talk about, and then I add something to the conversation.
Oh, but okay, interesting. Because I'm not very good at small talk either.
No.
So,
but you're better than me. A whole lot better than me.
At small talk.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A whole lot better.
In what way? That I can talk about the weather?
No, but it's just like you once again, you have more like of an easy approaching aura.
Oh, because I don't look like a civil cop like you do.
Shut up. No, but it's like you're more like approachable than I am.
I want to approach you.
Yeah, I know, but you're not scared of me.
No, it's true.
So that like,
but why do you think that people are scared of you?
Because I have like a don't fuck with me aura. I have like, I know who I am. I know what I want. And I'm like,
and you are not it. So
and
bye.
You're not it. So bye. No, but it's just like, I talked with a lot of people about this. Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who knows me knows that I'm like a super caring person.
Yeah,
that,
you're a teddy bear.
Yeah, I'm a little teddy bear. And I like being this little girl that like giggles and just like have fun.
The
and, like,
little spoon.
Yeah, the little spoon. I'm love
even though you have big spoon aura.
It's crazy. I don't like being the big spoon. I want to be the little spoon. And I just like when I go by like a little like a park, I'm like swings. I'm really like taking care of my inner child in that way. But when it comes to like bigger events and or like the professional part of me, I think that because I worked at a gym for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone approached me in a way that is like romantic, like in a way that they want to flirt or want to contact me in a way. Because first of all, when I train, I have a resting bitch face. I have a resting
you do,
bitch
actually.
Face. Yeah, I really, really do, especially when I'm focused. So first of all, the resting bitch face. And then I'm like 168, pretty like wide shoulders, like an athletic body. And above that, I have not a high pitched voice, but like I have when I talk, you can hear me talk. Yeah, I walk into a room and you can see me walking into a room. I cannot like make myself smaller, and I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm not typically fit into the Swedish society where you're supposed to be like not too much, not too little. The lagom type of way. Yeah. And just the fact, I think it's just the fact that I'm different than the average and that I don't have a problem standing out and I don't have a problem taking up space because it's my space. If you want to have your space, take your space. It's not that I'm taking other people's spaces. It's just like, this is my space. And it's really, I think it's really more about the fact that I'm different than the average. Because when I'm abroad, people don't think I'm scary. People that come from different cultures don't think I'm scary. They have a respect for me. That's a different thing. Yeah. They don't shit their pants. And so I think, once again, come back that it's like a cultural thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to buy many new underwears for all the people
shitting their pants every time. All the boys I date.
We should get sponsored.
Like, if anyone from like Pierre Robert is listening, we need
Björn Borg,
yeah, whatever it might
be. They are like fancy.
I don't care. Yeah. If anyone from an underwear brand is listening to this, please hit us up with a sponsorship of men's underwear because all men seem to shit their pants around me and I need to take care of that.
Yeah. They're ruining you economically.
They're ruining me economically.
And emotionally as well.
Welcome to Life Ride Podcast with Roos and Rizzo. We're so happy you found your way to our podcast and that you want to share this ride called life with us.
We're here to bring you inspiration,
motivation,
juicy topics,
everyday magic,
amazing guests, and much, much more related to life and your well-being.
Because as the yogis, health coaches, and life-loving women we are, we'd like to invite you to join us on this ride. So buckle up and put your helmets on.
Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Talking about emotionally, this has been... I feel like my new year is starting now, after the full moon in Cancer.
I feel the same.
Thank you.
My God. It's like, you know, you need the first 2 weeks to kind of sleep.
Seriously. I've been so tired.
Tired,
unmotivated, uninspirated.
Yeah.
I felt like sluggish type of.
Yeah.
Even though like I'm still happy, I still have energy, I'm still taking care of my body, I'm still doing my routines, whatever. But it's been like I really need to consciously almost fight to get my routines in, which is never a problem. And that is also good because that builds, like, characteristics? No.
Yeah, character.
Character, thank you. It builds character. But it's been a battle these past weeks until this full moon to actually get shit done.
Mm. It was yesterday, right? The full moon. Or was it 2 days ago?
The night between Monday and Tuesday. Mm. Yeah. So it was almost like, I think it was 10 to 1 in the night here in Sweden. And I really felt, because I felt the energies as I always do a couple of days before, almost like 4 or 5 days before. And then right before the full moon, that's where everything just releases for me. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm done with this now.
But did you feel very emotional? Because moon in Cancer,
yeah.
I mean, the moon is ruled by Cancer.
Yeah.
I have my moon in Cancer.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but I've been quite fine, actually.
I've been fine emotionally.
Yeah, me too. Like, I've been feeling quite stable.
Which is crazy. But I think I've been reminiscing a lot.
Mm.
I've been reminiscing a lot when it comes to how far I've come, to the people that have passed, or like the people that have crossed my path throughout my life. The impact these people have had in my life. And yeah, I think I've been reminiscing a lot over the fact that I'm here. And I think that's that can also be like emotional, but it hasn't been like the these like crying sessions, not that type of emotional, but more of a gratitude, maybe some heaviness, like not knowing where people are today, not knowing how some people are, even though I've let them go and I needed to let them go because they were holding me down. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about them, because they had a big part of my journey and they're a part of me getting here. Even though it's not because of them, but they still had a part in it. And that type of reminiscing has been very, it's been important for me, I think, because there are definitely some people that I miss. Mm. And I think it's fine to miss people and to miss the things that you had, but without wanting them back. And that's a weird feeling, because you can still miss someone, but still be like, no, but I'm better off without that person. And that goes for friends, lovers, exes, whatever it might be. And it's a weird feeling being without some people when you see how much you've actually done together.
Yeah, 100%.
But I think that's definitely a part of the journey going forward, of the journey of also forgiving and to actually move forward from whatever happened and just look back at it in a loving way. Because I saw this man, it was an Indian man. I don't know his name, I don't remember, but it was a video on Instagram, actually. And he was like, have you gone through hardships in your life? Then you're a blessed person. Because we should never forget those hardships. We should not let them affect us and, like, weigh down on us in any way. But to always have that lesson with you, going forward with love, going forward with lightness, but not to have that with you, to not do that again.
Yeah.
And that is really what forgiveness is all about. It's not about accepting someone's behavior, especially if they did you really wrong, hurt you intentionally or unintentionally, but it's about letting yourself go from the hurt, from the pain, from the resentment that you have towards that person because that person hurt you in some type of way. And it is a difficult journey.
Yeah.
To forgive.
It's so true what you're saying about letting yourself go and move forward and move on and forgive. Because I will never forget this moment. This was such an aha moment for me when I moved into my new apartment and I was still, grieving a bit with my breakup. And I said to my friend who also lived in the building, and I was desperate in a way, because I was like, oh, I just wish he would let me go. Why won't he let me go and move forward? And then she looked at me and said, but why don't you go?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I can go and I should go.
Yeah.
And I can't sit and wait and put my life in this person's hands that will then determine how my life is or what my mood will be or how long my healing process is going to be. It's all up to me.
Yeah.
If you'd cling on to me, then, you know, I will walk instead of waiting for you to loosen the grip.
Mm.
That was such a...
Yeah.
Yeah. From there, I was like, whoa, damn. How certain words or sentences can change everything.
Yeah. Definitely. And because it's a difficult thing to grasp for a lot of people. Because sometimes it's like you don't want to forgive them. You're like, I wish you, I don't know. Yeah. I curse the day you were born.
Exactly.
I was
sitting here on edge. I'm like, yeah. What is she going to say? Is she going to say
curse the day you were born? No, yes. But it's like for everyone who's seen Sex in the City, it's an amazing line. But that only, not forgiving, like, once again, not the fact that that person needs or deserves forgiveness. It's about forgiving yourself.
Yep.
100%. It's not about forgiving that person's behavior, other than maybe understanding that that person acted out from his or her wounds or that person's wounds. And I just got in the middle of that. And that's not about me in a case, you know, like in a sense, it's not
forgiving yourself for have gotten along with it for a long
for
time.
Accepting it for maybe even putting yourself in that situation, even though you knew better in situation marks. And it's really, or you knew better in quotation marks. Yeah. But it's a really tough subject because...
But it's almost like forgiveness goes in stages.
Definitely. But wanting something, like wanting that person to hurt, that's not going
to
cause
person
or to be hurt. Mm.
It's not going to give
it's
me
not gonna
more
cause,
joy.
No, it's not going to cause hurt on that person. It's just going to cause hurt onto yourself. It's just going to take up your energy and your thoughts and your space to...
Go around
cause
wishing that,
exactly, to cause that person pain. Because since I'm a huge believer of karma, and I've
me
seen
too.
Karma play out in beautiful ways. Oh,
me too.
Throughout my life. I'm just like, that's not up to me. What people put out, they get back. So if someone hurt me or treated me badly, wait, they're going to get their energy back in one way or another. So why should I care about revenge when I have an entire life in front of me?
And you have a whole universe, like universal law working in this way. Because karma is not excuse me, it's not there to punish.
Mm-mm.
But it's just what you said, that if I... think nice things, and if I do kind actions, that will come back to me one way or another. I don't know when, and I don't know in what form, but what you give out will come back. And that is not subjective in any way, but we put our subjective spin. It's with this beautiful, because yesterday, Björn Attico Lindblad, he left Earth. And he was such an inspiring person. He lived as a monk for 17 years, a Buddhist monk. And then he has written books and doing inspirational speeches. And he got ALS, this autoimmune disease that is breaking the body down. And he told this story in one of his sommarprat. Summer speeches.
Yeah,
that we have here in
Sweden.
Yeah.
So Piet. It's a radio. Oh, Piet. Okay. Summer radio program.
Yes. Yeah. Where he told this story. Have you listened to that talk?
No, I haven't.
Oh God, you need to do that. It's so beautiful. Oh, I get like teary in my eyes. But, and he told this story that the monks told him about a farmer. So this farmer's son, he broke his leg, and then the neighbor came by and said, "Oh my God, what a shame that your son broke his leg." And then the farmer said, "Well, maybe not." And then it was declared war in the country, and they had to bring in all the young men to participate in the army to come into the war. But since the farmer's son, he had a broken leg, so he couldn't participate. And then the neighbor came by once more and, oh, God, you're so lucky that you can still keep your son here because he didn't have to go to war. And then he said, maybe, maybe not. So, and the story is longer than that. Yeah, and there's many examples like this. There's something that can look really bad or negative in the moment, it can actually play out to be a blessing for you.
Yeah.
So that is why we don't need to be so quick in thinking like, oh shit, everything went to shit.
Yeah.
Because we don't know the ripple effects
no.
of that very thing happening.
And I think like both you and I, like looking back on our previous relationships, they ended in such a perfect timing, in such a perfect way. Yeah, it hurt like hell.
I thought it was the worst timing, but now I see.
Yeah.
That it was a good timing.
It was a really good timing. And it hurt like hell. Mm. Of course it does. Because when you care for someone, when they leave or when they mistreat you in any type of way, it's going to hurt. But without those breakups, I wouldn't have been where I am today. I would have not, I wouldn't have met the people that I now have in my life. And I learned, even though some of the men that I've met has mistreated me in so many different ways, I learned so much from those things. Even though I wouldn't wish anyone
to go through
to go through that. But I needed to go through that to realize some things. And sometimes some lessons need to be learned the hard way. Because otherwise we wouldn't understand them. We wouldn't understand the weight, like the importance of them. And I still have so much, like I still care for these people and I wish them well, like honestly from my heart I wish
them
well.
Even though they mistreated you.
Even though they mistreated me, because who am I to wish someone hurt upon someone else? That's not what I do. That's not me. But
have you ever at some point been like, oh, you know what? I wish that you...
Back in the days, definitely. I'm like, fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all.
No, but definitely, it's not...
But isn't that part of the stages in like the process of healing and
but
forgiving?
That's just anger.
Yes.
And anger, yes. Anger boom. Is sadness disguised.
Yeah.
And...
yes.
But that's really what it is. Anger is sorrow. And I think that all the like really tough, heavy emotions, we don't do anything good from that. Like nothing good comes from anger, like from being angry.
No, never. And
that is, but of course, it's a part of the process. I'm not saying that. Be as angry as you want. Be as angry as you need in order to get to the next stage of it. I wouldn't have been sitting here wishing these people well if I wouldn't have been angry.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. I'm not saying...
No, because speaking of anger, because when we walked to the studio now today and it was so windy and I was like, oh my God. And you were like, oh, you feel so angry today or frustrated. And I was like, I'm not angry or frustrated. I just need to scream a little bit. And then I'd be like, ah. And then I was like, oh God, now I feel better.
Yeah.
And it's so true what you say, that sorrow and anger is so deeply connected, that anger can be an expression of sorrow and also sorrow can be an expression of anger. That first of all, feeling that feeling, I think it's so, so important that when you go through hardships, not to suppress your emotions, but you need to find some sort of outlet. Like, for instance, I started going to kickboxing. And I'm not a very good kickboxer, but I used that to just punch and kick. And, you know, my feet were covered in bruises because I wasn't obviously doing the right technique. But I was just like, duh. And, you know, using your voice and tapping into your core strength and just, oh, and I started heavy lifting that I haven't really done before because I've just been doing yoga and that was such a good complement to that, to find an outlet and just having friends around you that you can just spew out the things, because like you say, with what does it help when I wish something bad upon someone else? But I find, since we're all human beings, and we've talked about this too, that I'm probably a bit more like revenge driven than you are because I'm a Scorpio. That you also have friends around you that you can be unfiltered with.
Definitely.
And getting all of these ugly thoughts or ugly feelings out without being judged for that.
Definitely.
And then, because if you let them out, I think it's a lot easier to not hang on to them and not grab onto them.
Definitely.
Because it's when we hang on to a thing, that's when it's really starting to boil and accumulate and then getting stuck in the body. Both you and I that are yoga teachers and we do yin yoga, that a lot can get stagnated in the hips because the same way that we're clenching the jaw when we feel a bit angry or stressed, the same way we're internally clenching body parts and areas of us. And then we need to do a lot of work to ease them up, because when we get softer and stronger in the body, that will also apply to the mind. So the body in that sense, it's like a mirror of what is going on in your life. And and with the anger, the first letting it out,
and then
like unfiltered.
Becoming
aware of it, like
But when you let it out, then that means you're aware of it, and when you're aware of it, you can release it.
Yes, but I think releasing it comes in like the later stages. Like for me, it's, you know, becoming aware of it, or you are aware, or sometimes I think I must disagree with you that for a change, that when you're angry, sometimes you can just be so angry, but you're not really aware of it because you can't see straight, you can't think straight, and therefore you don't really have your consciousness to it.
Okay, I 100% hear you on that.
Yeah. So first it's like, rah!
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I am aware that I'm carrying all this, rah!
Mm-hmm.
And from that awareness then, it's like, okay, but how can I, or what can I do so that I don't need to carry all this luggage? Mm. I think it's releasing, becoming aware, and then looking a little bit forward and seeing, okay, what can I do here? And then you find this like proper outlet, like a good outlet. Like for me, it was kickboxing. I don't know what it was for you.
Oh, it's been so many things.
Yeah.
But a lot of, like, honestly, what's the best for me is, like, being out in nature, writing a lot.
Yeah.
Writing, meditating, and crying.
Mm.
Like, when that anger passes over to sorrow and just letting yourself be sad. And then when you're done with that sadness, that's when, like, you can start your life over again. And when you start doing that, that's when you can find forgiveness. Because it's honestly, like, the best type of revenge, if we're now going to talk about revenge.
Let's.
The Scorp.
Let's talk about revenge.
But the biggest and best type of revenge is moving on.
Yes.
Taking care of yourself. Not letting that person or that situation control you. That is because not have you invested in yourself and your future moving forward, you're not letting that resentment take over your life. And instead of putting even more energy into this situation or into this person, you're like, no, I'm going to put all that energy into myself.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a detachment. After this, you know, releasing, becoming aware of releasing, and then looking to, well, what can I do here? And as you shift to the I focus, okay, me, now I'm here and I'm carrying this. I'm shifting the focus to me, not to this person or not to the past, what has happened, but just being able to see the future a little bit more. Like, where do I want to be and what do I need to do in order to do that? And how during this, I think that's really when the true healing process, like, because first it's almost like you just need to, like, close the wound a little bit because it's so open. So you're like, you're desperate because you're bleeding. And it's, and then it's like, okay, cool. Now I've stopped the bleeding and now I can move forward with focusing on myself and doing
and
all
healing
this.
That wound from like the bottom.
Yes.
And not, and making sure you're not like picking into the wound all the time.
Yeah.
And also see, like, after a while to see what that relationship or whatever it is taught you.
Yes.
And then to see what you're actually grateful for. So first the teachings, the lessons from that. So you don't repeat that, because there's a lesson in everything. And then being grateful for the fact that you got that lesson, but also that you got to experience love, hopefully.
Mm.
Or some beautiful memories or whatever.
Yeah.
Looking back, it's easy, on that.
It's easy in the moments of anger to just look back and think everything was shit. But that is also
that is
wrong.
True.
Like, you had hopefully
some maybe it was an hour. I don't know, but something made you stay in it. It's, and something created this sorrow and this anger, most likely because you felt for this person or this situation. And love creates sorrow and sadness, because if you wouldn't care, you wouldn't get frustrated or sad. So just acknowledging the fact that you got to feel something.
Yeah.
Both the good and the bad, because it's a blessing to be able to feel.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be able to feel and experience love.
Yeah.
And anger and sadness.
Yeah.
It's a part of the human experience.
Yes.
Just to feel everything, that's a blessing itself. However, it once again doesn't mean you have to forgive that person and go to that person and be like, I forgive you. But so many, it's like, there are pieces of shit out there. Like, I'm sorry, and if you tell that person who hurt you intentionally, like, I forgive you, that person will most likely be like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't care about your forgiveness. And it's not about that. It's not about telling that, like, or saying that someone's actions are accepted. It's more like, I love myself more than I love you, and therefore I forgive this situation. I forgive what you did, and I forgive myself for putting up with that, and then releasing myself from it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'm not saying it's easy.
No, it's
I'm not.
I'm not
saying this takes a month. I'm saying this can take years.
Yes.
But it's such a relieving feeling when you get there and you be like, I really hope this person is well. I really hope this person is happy.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy without that person.
Mm.
That is the best feeling, when you realize that I would never be this happy with that person.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that is.
God, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, but that is an amazing feeling.
It is.
I wish everyone that feeling.
Yes.
And
I remember.
Tell me.
Yeah, it's our mutual friend. He said this was in the beginning of summer, and I started blooming out, and I was just high on life. It was so good. And then he said, because I was walking around, I was so, so happy. I was just bouncing around. Like, do you remember me in May, June? I was on fire.
Yeah, but who's this mutual friend?
Ah, it's Ludde.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you were just sitting there. Like, who are you talking about?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he said, Alice, why aren't you angry? And I'm like, oh, but I've been angry and now I'm so happy. How can I be angry when my life is so beautiful? Mm. When I am where I am and I wouldn't be here without everything that went down, how on earth can I hold on to this feeling of anger? Because there is nothing to be angry about. And he was like, well, I guess you're enlightened then. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But
it's really but not about it's, that.
But. No, but it's just
a systematic realization of that life goes on.
Yes, and that some I people create not, my
yes,
life.
Yes.
That I am in charge. I could easily have chosen to stay in a bad place. Mm-hmm. We all can.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Everyone has their own processes of
Definitely.
Things. And for some, it takes a few weeks. For some, a month. Maybe 1 year. Maybe a few years.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
But coming to that exception or that it goes faster. I think that's what we want to say with this as well, that it goes faster when we release, start to accept, even though it's a pain in the ass to do that. Everything in your body is like, no. But and then just focusing on you.
Yeah.
And what makes me happy? And oh my God, especially if you've been living with a person for a long time. And then you're standing there and like, oh my God, who am I without this person? How am I, or who am I when I'm happy or get to do all these choices? And that was just so funny. Why aren't you angry? It's like then and there when he said that. And I love the fact that he said that because that also made it so clear to me. How on earth can I be angry?
Mm.
There is no sense of anger in me.
No.
But of course, like you said, with the wound and, you know, making sure not to pick at it too much.
Yeah.
And you might have relapses. You might.
Definitely.
One evening sitting there and picking in the wound. And that is also fine. It doesn't take away the process that you've done. But just moving forward is it's the only choice we have.
Yeah, and one thing that I really started, like, thinking about while you were talking is to really allow yourself to be human in the process, to feel all the feels and not run away from those feels, because I think that's a very common thing to do. Instead of, like, moving forward and putting your focus in the right direction, so to say, you use alcohol, you use drugs,
yes.
You use sex,
yes.
You use a new relationship.
Yeah.
All those things to not even look at the wound. That, my friends, is very toxic. Because that will only prolong the process. I say that again. That will only prolong the process. It is so important. Because we've all been there once in our lives. When it's like, okay, I feel like shit. I want to feel good again. What are quick fixes?
Yes.
In order to feel good again? What gets my dopamine going?
Yeah.
Dopamine is our happy hormone.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
It's with the reward system in the brain.
Thank you. The reward system hormone, or is it a hormone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
It's a substance.
It's, yeah. The substance dopamine. But that is our reward system, like substance, that gets triggered by getting compliments or, you know,
getting just, likes on social media.
Maybe that. And fair enough, that's also part of the process. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that it will, however you want to do it, it will prolong the process. Because you're not touching, you're not even looking at that wound. You're not putting any helpful things into that wound in order for the wound to heal. You just look away and hope that it will go away. And not to acknowledge your feelings and what happened during this situation, breakup, whatever it might be, that is very, like, it's very problematic. Because once you stop, if you stop, once you stop using those substances or things that make you feel good.
For the time being.
For the moment. Time being. What is it that's left? It's all the anger, sadness, resentment that you didn't want to look at. And that has built up even more.
Yeah.
Because you so neglected true. That part of you. And to neglect, it's like neglecting a child. That child would keep on picking on you and like, hey, 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 I'm here, hey. And then that child will get even more hurt and be like, why the fuck are you neglecting me? And then start like a rampage of I have no idea, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And you will have to deal with those emotions one way or another. Even if it's in 1 month, 10 years, I don't know. But that, as we said before, with the things that like bottle up in our body, that will still be there. If you don't have an outlet for it, if you're not acknowledging it and allowing yourself to feel.
Yeah.
Because even though you can feel like something is like, okay, this needs to end, like I cannot have this in my life, that doesn't mean you can't be sad. That doesn't mean you can't be angry.
Yeah.
Like, you need to allow yourself to feel the feels. But to run away from those feelings will not give you any type of closure or healing.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, it's once again, it's beautiful to feel. It's beautiful to be a human being, to be able to be able to feel.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like
Johanna's
so
doing
human.
Jazz hands here.
I'm like so alive because I'm able to feel.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the aliveness. I love that you said that word, that even because there are certain feelings that we want to avoid yep. because it's uncomfortable. Instead of avoiding getting comfortable with that which is uncomfortable. I know that you and I say it a lot, especially when we do yin yoga, because that's really one of the biggest purposes in the yin
Get
yoga practice.
Comfortable with being uncomfortable.
And that is really uncomfortable to hear. Yep. It can be very, very triggering. And it's like, who on earth are you to tell me to be uncomfortable when I just want to make my life as comfortable as possible? But that has also been shown to not bring that much happiness into our life. Look at us. We're living as comfortable. We have never been this comfortable in our life. Like if you look at how we can get around, that we have the whole world connected through internet and that we have everything at the tips of our fingers, really. But we have never had this high mental health issues or health issues for that matter, like in general. And that just shows that maybe the answer is not in getting myself as comfortable as possible, but it's how I approach and how I relate to and take care of my wounds and my feelings when everything is building up and I go through life. Because I can't avoid certain feelings. I can't avoid certain things.
You can't to a certain point, but...
Yeah. But then, but you know, then, the pile. Yeah. What about the pile?
The child! Save the child!
Everyone, put on a gas mask on the child. Children. And how... Sorry, I had to Google here while you were talking, because when you were talking, I was just thinking about the traditional Chinese medicine system and how they are correlating different emotions with different organs in the body, and how that is. So how the anger is connected to the liver, and it's
and what's mostly affected by the liver?
Liquor.
Yes, exactly. And that is why everyone is so pissed off when they are hungover and all that, because the liver...
Some people get pissed off by drinking. Some people drink because they're pissed off.
Oh, yes.
It's true. Not easy.
And hear how happiness with the heart and also sadness with the heart and the lungs and fear with the kidneys. Mm. It's so interesting.
It's
that
very
how, because I know, because when I was little, my mom always said, "Oh God, you're so angry," and I know it's quite hard to imagine, but
you were angry, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you.
No, and now I never get angry. I just get sad.
Yeah, because I never see. I've seen you angry a couple of times, but not
seriously angry.
No. Not like, okay, now I need to hold her flip-flops.
Yeah. Hold my flip-flops. No, but, and mom said, always when I was little, because she's a natural medicine doctor. Mm. So she always said when I was little and I was being angry and I played soccer and I was always getting like yellow cards and red cards. Like,
really?
I was super pissed off. I was so angry running around. And I was just, also because I was quite little and tiny. And I was like, oh, I just felt like everyone was so big and could just. So I was like, oh.
Doing like ugly tackles.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like glide tacking with like the spikes and the shoes.
No,
I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Alice, no. No.
Hurt someone.
And mom always said, she's like, oh, my goodness, it's your liver that makes you so angry. You have my liver. Oh, my God. And my liver is terrible. Oh, poor child. You're so angry in your liver. Aww. And she can still say that to this day if
really?
I'm a little bit frustrated towards her. She's like, how is your liver? And I always get even more frustrated when she starts talking about my liver.
Oh.
But it's such a...
It's a beautiful way of seeing it.
Yeah, that everything is correlated. Yeah. All my emotions, everything that goes on in my mind. That is the thing when I studied about the brain in school. Because for those of you new listeners, I also study full-time to become an occupational therapist. So we need to have a bit of knowledge of neurological diseases and neurological patterns and how the brain works and how the organs are correlating and all that. And how, you know, everything is happening in the hypothalamus, hippocampus, and the hypophyse, how all the like connections with the central nervous system, like it gets all the information, creates a substance that then gets contacted through all the nerves in the central nervous system out to the organs, sending this information, and how they are supposed to regulate their hormone production. And that is not, when we say hormone, we usually think of estrogen or, but hormones is basically everything, like all the signals in the body. It's your cortisol level, like your stress level, and how much every organ in you are supposed to produce or reduce.
Yeah.
So in a sense, everything that you think, like your thoughts are essentially becoming signals that then communicates out to the
the body.
The organs and the different cells. So that is why, and in order to, if we go back to this sense of forgiveness, of not wanting to hurt someone or don't want a person that hurt you or was rude to you in any way, that you don't want to wish them harm, that when you go around and having these feelings of resentment and anger and just, oh God, I wish that this person's life will just be absolute shit. Yeah. It deserves a shitty life or something. That you are carrying that in your mind, and that is decreasing the production of like hormones. It puts all your organs and all your cells in a less capacity.
Yeah.
So you're
basically just hurting yourself.
Yeah.
And that is why I think forgiveness is so important, to just allow things to not control you, not control your mind, not control your body, not control your future. Just bring that with you as a lesson, as something that has taught you something, that has given you good things and less good things. But it still gave you something. And I think that's the beauty of forgiveness. But also, most importantly, I think it's about forgiving yourself. Forgiving ourselves, it's just like the most beautiful form of love we can give ourselves. That, like, yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm an amazing person anyway. And I'm worthy. And I'm enough anyway. All people do mistakes, so to say.
Yeah, this can really apply to, because now we're talking from a perspective that we were the ones getting hurt, but
yeah, sometimes you can hurt others.
Exactly.
So, intentionally and unintentionally, based on our own wounds.
Yeah, 100%. But at the time being, I didn't know better, or
exactly
that there's so many different circumstances playing in all the choices that we do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, I know some of my friends got like text messages 10 years afterwards, where in this specific scenario, she got a text from a person that abused her. I think it was 7 or 10 years after. And he was like, I'm sorry for hurting you.
Wow.
And that was a part of his process.
Yeah.
But it took that long. But also apologize for being wrong. Because we're not in any way like perfect beings. We make mistakes. Sometimes you hurt others. And it's fine to be like, I'm sorry for this.
Mm.
And I was just acting out of my then wounds. And I'm trying to take care of that. And actually not really thinking about that person's reaction. Just forgiving yourself and apologizing also for yourself, for your own peace.
Yeah.
Because forgiveness is all about your own peace. I think that's the thing that I want everyone that's listening to this to bring with you, that forgiveness is not about the other person.
Mm.
Forgiveness is about yourself and your own peace and your own future.
Yeah.
And owe yourself that.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that you owe yourself, is to continue forward.
And
no matter what happened.
But also, your own forgiveness can look in so many different ways. Like, in what way did you forgive yourself?
For me, it was about forgiving myself for accepting less than I'm worth. I didn't think I was worth enough, and for apologizing for other people's behavior and not removing myself quickly enough, even though I knew better.
Yeah.
I knew that this was not good for me. I knew that this was not going to end well. But I stayed and I romanticized and I put that person onto a pedestal. And it's just been about forgiving myself for accepting less than I'm worth.
And if I can come in there, because as you're talking about this, and I know you very well, I think also a part of you forgiving yourself is also to do all the shadow work that you have done. You have seen what was it in me that was drawn to this type of person, that you have gone like digging deep into the root, not just, oh yeah, I didn't realize my worth, but why didn't I realize my worth?
Exactly.
And going to that cause, because you have done a lot of that type of work.
Yeah, I've done a lot of hard work when it comes to that, yeah. Because especially relationships, or like the men that I met before, they were extremely toxic,
yeah.
And extremely wounded. Mm. And so to like really dig into why was I attracted to these men? Why did I accept these men into my life? And to get into that root cause took me years.
Yeah.
But like now it paid off. And that's just what I love about this journey. And it's just been also doing all the things that they told me I couldn't do.
Mm. Yeah, I think that is a huge,
yeah.
huge
yeah.
part.
I'm sitting here with like the biggest smile.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know.
Yeah, me you too. Told me I couldn't
yeah,
do that.
Fucking well, watch
look
me.
At me. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
No. Really, and I'm doing this for me.
For me.
And no one
and
can
not
tell
to prove
me.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's because there's so many things that I wanted
like
to do.
It's like you start stop restricting yourself.
Yeah, because I've been putting, like, I've been put. There's so many limits that have been put on me.
Yeah.
When I've had ideas, people are like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, how am I going to do that? Mm. You know, I started questioning myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, because I've had a lot of people around me in my past that told me I couldn't do things, that told me that my dreams were too big, that told me that I should like sit down. I should be a little less.
Yeah.
A little more quiet. Like, shh, 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 shh.
Mm.
Like, if one person pushes me one more time. No, that haven't happened in, like, so many years. But, like, telling me that I'm less than I am. And that's because they're limiting beliefs and their faith in themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just like all those things that broke me down gave me the ability to build me up stronger.
Mm.
And that's why I honestly thank all of these men, because that's what it is when it comes to relationships for me. I thank all of these men for not treating me well and hurting me in so many different ways, because that breakdown got me where I am today, because I got the chance to build myself up from scratch the way I know that I am, the way that I want to move, what I want to create, who I want to be from the core.
From the ashes.
Yes.
The phoenix rises.
No, so it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for not seeing my worth so that I could see the worth in myself. Because it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's not about, sure, you can have, like, a lot of people get into relationships where you trigger, like, the worst parts of each other. But it's not about that someone is bad. or good. It's about we're all acting out from our own wounds. And I believe that if you look at your own wounds, if you heal your own wounds, if you stop picking into your own wounds, that's when they can heal properly. And that's how you can move forward with that knowledge, with that teaching, but even stronger, with more knowledge about yourself, with bigger strength and also stronger softness.
Yeah.
And not have resentment towards yourself or anyone else.
That makes me think, because you and I, we had a coffee with my dad last week.
Oh.
And
shout out to Alice's dad.
Yeah, shout
my
out.
My God.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah, no daddy issues here. No. He's a good
He's
guy.
He's an amazing person.
Yeah. So he and we were talking about relationships because he's also a very deep guy. We should invite him to Life Ride Podcast.
Oh.
It would be great.
Oh, that would be a beautiful conversation.
Yeah, but and how he said when we were talking about relationships, how one of his friend had said that my wife's claws fit right into my wounds. They fit so perfectly there. And it was so, oh God, it was big.
It was big.
That, yeah. And I think with that, that if you are in a relationship, it doesn't need to necessarily be a romantic relationship, but no. If you have a relationship with anyone, a friendship or with a family member or whatever, that if you feel like that person's claws or sharp teeth or whatever fits perfectly into your wounds, meaning that they know what buttons to press, what to trigger you, how to maybe use your wounds in arguments or whatever, then this might be something to address because that is not how any relationship should be if you want to grow and if you want to live a happy life. And just like the interview with Max last week, that how important it is with your close circle, that looking into who do I have around me, who is in my circle, who do I let into my life. And if you start looking outside yourself, that what am I surrounding myself with, what situations do I usually find myself in, it all starts with becoming aware, taking some time for reflection on that. And then from that, as soon as you shine light upon anything happening, that is also when you can make a change. That every single moment that you live, or that we live, we have an opportunity to make something different, make a different choice, maybe try a different approach, maybe communicating in a different way. Every moment is a blessed timing to create your life, to invite people that don't scratch into your wounds. They can maybe take a look at your wounds and grabbing some sort of herb and rub it on there and yeah. Seeing how are we here, really. Yeah. Like, can we just look at your wound that you have been neglecting for many years and piling up stuff, but never someone to actually tear up your wound?
No.
Because then it will never heal.
No.
And it will just be scar tissue.
Yeah. So basically the teachings here.
Yeah, do you want to summarize?
Don't look away from your own wounds. Allow the process to be how long or how short it wants to be.
Time is all we have.
Time
so why are we stressed?
We shouldn't be.
No.
And forgive yourself first and foremost in order to free yourself from the resentment and the anger and the sorrow. See everything that you actually have around you, that you still can live for, that you can create, and how much that is actually in front of you. Because somehow, in some peculiar way, when something is taken away from us, it's replaced by something better.
Mm. Oh, God, shivers all over my body.
So thank you for coming to our TED Talk. Please subscribe to our channel.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but thank you, everyone,
For tuning in,
for the immense support, and for just prioritizing yourself.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. Because if you prioritize yourself, you're indirectly doing something very good for the collective, because then you're not projecting your shit onto anyone else. And then you will also go around and spread light, because you will feel light. So thank you for doing the work.
Yeah, thank you so much. Until next time.
Until next time.
We love you.
Forgive, never forget. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, karma.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.